Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Wonderful things that are happening. So why, pray tell, does Kamala Harris, why is she reportedly looking to fix the campaign strategy? It's, I don't know, how desperate do you have to be to say, maybe Kamala needs to come in and help us out here? I'm telling you, folks, it's we can't make this kind of stuff up. But we're happy and ready to report it to you. Folks, welcome to the program this morning. Kyle Warren with you. It is the Wednesday edition of the show. Glad to be with you, of course. We have an awful lot to tell you about and talk to you about here on the program this morning. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. If you'd like to opine, you can also head over to my home website. That's KyleWarrenShow.com, KyleWarrenShow.com. If you'd like to send us a direct message, simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and you're off and running from there. By the way, welcome to everybody listening to us on the GCN Network this morning. Of course, also on our flagship station, AM860, The Answer, in Tampa, Florida. And folks, head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. We've got links to listen live. You can also go to GCNLive.com if you want to pick up the live streams for the program. GCN, of course, distributes our program out to all of our great AM and FM radio affiliates across the country. And so once again, we gather together. Once again, we are here. And once again, we are going to tell you the unbelievable. We're going to tell you the fantastical. All these things that the Democrat Party elite, the Biden administration, and the Biden campaign have cooked up for you. And I think that's sort of a mild way of putting it. But in all seriousness, though, folks, on the program today, of course, we'll tell you about what Kamala Harris is doing, evidently, to save the Biden campaign. We'll also tell you about what's happening, of course, at the UN Security Council. The U.S. ended up vetoing that resolution about ceasefire in Israel and Rafah and so forth. But we're going to start off this morning. Check this out, folks. Check this out. This from Newsmax. New York Attorney General Letitia James says she is prepared to seize Donald Trump's assets, including 40 Wall Street, if he does not have the cash to cover the $355 million judgment against him in the civil fraud case that ended last week. You know, something tells me, folks, that, you know, they might have done some mathematics. They might have said to themselves, gee, if we impose this arbitrary number, if we impose this ridiculous, you know, cartoonishly absurd amount of money onto Donald Trump after really nothing had ever gone wrong, Well, maybe, just maybe, he won't be able to get the cash right away. Maybe, just maybe, he won't be able to actually make this happen. I mean, that's a hard hurdle to jump over, isn't it? $355 million, and then it expands from there to, I believe, over $400 million with interest. So you tell me, my friends, you tell me whether or not this was already sort of, in the offing, that they were going to impose this ridiculous, as I said, cartoonishly absurd amount of money onto Donald Trump, knowing full well that it would be likely impossible to get that kind of money, because you have to pay the money, basically. You put up the bond in order to proceed to the next appeal, or to the appeal in the next step in this process. And so, like I said, you tell me that they weren't ready for that. And they said to themselves, you know what, we'll let a couple of days go by. And again, I'm just speculating here. I think that, it's the one thing that might make a little bit of sense, because suddenly, oh, well, we can seize his assets. Oh, that's what we'll do. Yeah, we can seize his assets, and that'll really ruin him. I mean, we'll bar him from doing business in the state of New York. We're going to bar his kids from doing business for 2 years, Donald Trump 3 years. We know that this is going to be a catastrophe. This is going to be an avalanche of mega proportions. Then we'll seize his assets. Yeah, that sounds like a plan, doesn't it? James made the comments in an interview with ABC News on Tuesday. Quote, if he does not have funds to pay off the judgment, then we will seek judgment enforcement mechanisms in court. And we will ask the judge to seize his assets. You know, that must have made her feel really good. You know, almost maybe better than the speech she gave the other day about how Donald Trump might have authored the art of the deal, but he has now perfected the art of the steal. How dramatic, how cinematic, this major performance that had just taken place. And again, I'll repeat what I said before. The one thing that ran through my mind when she was giving her speech was, you know, who's going to play me in the movie? Wow. Who's going to play me in the movie? Boy, this is going to be one of the most triumphant movie scenes in all of cinema history, because we will have finally begun the process. And the words would come up after that, from that day forward. Donald Trump, you know, continued to falter. And it was all Letitia James who made this happen. In fact, she ran on it. She said she was going to get Donald Trump, and by golly, by gosh, she did. She went out there and she made that happen, and they went on to seize his assets. And he couldn't run for president anymore, and democracy was saved. I don't know why I'm in this mood this morning, my friends, but I am, because I see this kind of thing, and you just know. I mean, this isn't some kind of, well, you know, I guess it'd just be a last resort. You know, we'll have to do that. But everybody knows that this particular judgment, this particular imposition of the fine, this is all politics, folks. It's all designed about you not being able to vote who you want to vote for. It's all about, no, wait a minute, you have now gone against the grain one too many times, and we are going to make sure that nobody ever thinks to do that again. Now, when we come back, you'll hear Governor Hochul saying, oh, business people shouldn't be alarmed. They're all honest business people in New York. It's just about Donald Trump. Folks, stay right there. We are coming right back.
G'day, I'm Jamel, that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Richard the Marine, checking in from his vantage point on the central coast of Oregon this morning. He says, hello, Mr. Kyle. Rain still coming down, 48 degrees. Have a great evening. Semper Fi, Richard. Well, thank you so much. And Semper Fi, of course, right back at you. And I think we got about 55 degrees. And we've got some rain that's just been going on all day. I think it's supposed to kind of move out in the morning. And my area has not been so bad, so I'm kind of thankful for that. But I know that in other parts of L.A. and so forth, they've had some other issues and so forth. But this atmospheric river moves on, and it'll be moving on into other parts, I believe, of the Southwest, I think. And also we've got weather moving over into the Rockies as well. So we'll tell you about more about that, of course, as we get to the first hour national weather look that we take. So thanks again, Richard the Marine. Appreciate it so very much. Once again, Semper Fi. And folks, you can this morning, and we hope that you had a great weekend, of course, and where we're going with the weather, we're going to find out a little bit later on in the program, a little bit before the top of the hour, of course, and also, of course, the South Carolina primary. As we were talking about in the first segment, Gavin Newsom is now saying that Joe Biden has everything that it takes in order to, his age, rather, is an asset to all of this. And they're going to start lauding this. My friends, this is essentially the new strategy that they are taking. This is it. I really think, you know, I think behind closed doors they have been having such a problem. Behind closed doors they know that Joe Biden is stumbling quite literally and figuratively, unfortunately. He is stumbling, you know, in the polls. He's stumbling in the estimation of the American voter. And all this talk that has been going on, especially in the media among the pundits, has been about, well, replacing Joe Biden on the ticket. To a great degree, I think a lot of voters out there kind of feel that, well, yeah, maybe. Maybe this is going to happen. So those poll numbers keep going down because I think they look at Joe Biden and then they say to themselves, yeah, all this is true. And it was reflecting in the polls. In other words, reality was setting in, my friends. That's, I think, what the big takeaway is. But now, of course, it's no longer about the reality of the situation as much now as it is we're going to go back and we're going to set up this messaging factor again. That's exactly what they're doing because they know, my friends, that if they keep doing it loud enough and long enough, it's going to hopefully resonate. And they're trying, again, to also bank on the idea that people are going to have some problem with Donald Trump. Some people do, obviously. But at the same time, though, they realize that everything that Trump is offering in this new election season are all the things that would fix the Joe Biden problems. And I do think that reality has set in a big way behind the scenes of the Democrat Party elite. And to me, folks, you know, tells me that that now they've decided they're simply going to go ahead and say Gavin Newsom, or I should say Joe Biden, via Gavin Newsom at this point, that Joe Biden is all in, he's good to go, and to question it, you know, kind of seems like, well, you're not really seeing reality. So this is a major gaslighting in and of itself. Let's listen in to Gavin Newsom earlier on Sunday on Meet the Press.
Because of his age that he's been so successful, it's because of the wisdom and the character that's developed over years that we have the CHIPS and Science Act, the Infrastructure Bill, and the PACT Act, and the Safer Communities Act. And because we've seen these bipartisan accomplishments, because of his capacity of understanding, because of his leadership, so the opportunity to express that for four more years, what a gift it is for the American people. And as a Democrat, what a gift for me to make the case for the leader of our party, Joe Biden.
So let's make the case for the leader of our party, Joe Biden. You know, and at the same time, folks, here's what I have to say about that. Gavin Newsom, of course, is also playing, you know, to him, he's playing the long game, right? He's playing the long game of, I'm just going to do my job here. I don't mean governor of California. I mean, as someone who's carrying the water for Joe Biden, he's just going to do that, and he's going to be a good boy, and he's going to say the things that are told, that he's told to say about this, and he's just going to bide his time. In one of the reports I saw, talking about Gavin Newsom, they said, well, you know, he expressed that he has no interest in being president in 2024. And that's also a qualified kind of a thing, too, isn't it? It's not that he has no interest in being president, because he's sitting back to bide his time. Now, he's biding his time for one of two things. Either Joe Biden goes and gets elected again, and somehow Gavin Newsom will be fully supported in 2028, or Gavin Newsom is biding his time because they are continuing. I think they're evaluating it each day. I really do. I think that they're looking at this thing each and every day and saying to themselves, well, you know, which way are we going? You know, depending on how terrible the calamities are, how terrible the catastrophes are, and Joe Biden, when he goes out to read the teleprompter or answer questions or hold a rare news conference or something like that. And Gavin Newsom may say to himself, you know, I'm going to get in this year, you know. So he's just playing his part. And I really think that, you know, voters, you know, really shouldn't respect that too much. Because the one thing that voters are going to want right now, they're going to want truth. They're going to want people who are going to say what you know, is obvious, but that where even sometimes, you know, the majority of the pundits and all that are going a different direction. Voters really do want someone who's going to tell it like it is. Now, Nikki Haley, we'll get into this in a different mode, but Nikki Haley believes that that's what she's doing about calling out Trump. But as you can see, it's not really being effective on any scale that would make a huge difference in where these primaries are going. I think that's important to point out. But Gavin Newsom, you know, when I just think it means that voters will say to themselves, he's playing the game. He's just playing the game. But it goes on. I mean, you know, when you have a guy like Gavin Newsom saying that, you know, he's all in for four more years, that, you know, watching the Biden presidency, you know, basically has been a master class. In the last 3 years, there's been a master class, he says. That, my friends, doesn't really go with the American voter. I think the American voter says to themselves, you know, no, it's not. It's a master class in going from the state of affairs where you had the Middle East that was actually doing much better, that was where Iran was becoming contained. I'm not saying it was contained per se. I'm saying that it was becoming contained. There was a consensus, more or less, that should be happening, that Iran should not be able to spread its hegemony, that it was not able to be as influential as it wants to be. We knew that things were moving in the right direction. We knew that, again, inflation, gas prices, any of these things that you want to measure, that you want to look at, everything else was moving in the right direction, especially coming out of COVID. And then you have Joe Biden come in, because they're the adults in the room. You have Joe Biden come in, and he basically takes this whole thing and wrecks it within 3 years. Unprecedented levels of taking down systematically what the Trump administration was able to put into place. And then we have this. We have inflation, which, by the way, you know, continues to be a major, major concern. We'll talk about this when we go into some of the economic sections of the program this morning. We have that happening. We have the interest rates, which are still sky high. They're not coming down anytime soon. In addition, because of inflation, I should say. Also, you had the things happening around the world. We are now literally on the verge of World War III at any given moment's notice, it would seem. But yet everything is supposed to be better. This is the masterclass. Folks, this isn't a masterclass by any stretch of the imagination. But it is the wordsmithing. It is the gaslighting that's happening. But you know what, folks? We're too smart for that, and so are you. Stay right there. We are coming right back, Monday edition.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
News update.
I have never seen the Republican Party so unified as it is right now.
Donald Trump wins the South Carolina primary, defeating Nikki Haley in her home state. The race called almost immediately after the polls closed at 7 p.m. Eastern.
This was a little sooner than we anticipated. It was an even bigger win than we anticipated.
Trump securing all 29 winner-take-all delegates.
Michigan's up, and we're going to have a tremendous success there. And then we have a thing called Super Tuesday. We're leading 91-7.
Now, Haley's saying she is staying in the race and heading to Michigan. The primary there is Tuesday, and then the following week is Super Tuesday.
I'm not giving up this fight when a majority of Americans disapprove of both Donald Trump and Joe Biden.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. And we are racing through already this Monday edition of the program. And we have a lot more to tell you about. And so we go across your AM radio dial and in some cases your FM radio dial as well. And that's thanks to GCN, of course. GCN distributes our program out to our great AM and FM radio affiliates out there, and they work very hard for the program, and we appreciate it so very much, I'll tell you that much. And so we're starting off another great week of broadcasting here. Of course, hour number one is already flying by, and we've got a lot more to tell you about. I do want to give a shout-out, of course, to Frederick, listening in NYC. He says, morning, Kyle. All tuned in from the Big Apple, NYC, where it's 30 degrees and about to turn early spring this week into the 60s. Wow. Well, that's, you know, almost a heat wave for this time of year, I think. People will probably have their short sleeves on at that point, I think, Frederick. And he says, thank you for the kind birthday wishes on Facebook. Well, my pleasure, Frederick. I really appreciate you so very much and glad to wish you a happy birthday. I hope that you had a great day and February birthday. That sounds pretty cool. Yeah, my daughter has a February birthday as well. So, yeah, it's a great month to have a birthday, no doubt about that. And so thanks again for the message. I sure appreciate it. And William in Denver, thanks for your message here. It's very cute. I'm not sure I can read it on the radio, but thank you so much. I do appreciate it. And, folks, once again, if you want to head over to KyleWarrenShow.com, that's my home website, you can as well send us a direct message. Simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and you're off and running from there. And also, of course, the telephone number, if you'd like to opine on the program this morning, 949 822 949-7959. That's 949-822-7959. And by the way, in fact, why don't we just head over to the telephone lines right now? Because we've got Mike in Clearwater. He is, of course, the honorary mayor of Clearwater, as he's known in the locales of Clearwater. Good morning, Mike.
Hi, Kyle. You know, Professor, I saw something on the Daily Wire. I didn't get to really read the article. I just kind of skimmed it. And it says that the Democrats are possibly considering not certifying a Trump win. Now, back in 2020, you know, the whole thing was, well, you know, is Mike Pence going to do the right thing, which he did. I think that even if Trump were to win, we might have a crisis, because if these people don't certify, you know, on January the 6th or whenever they do the next go-around, if they refuse to do it, you know, are we going to face a potential crisis? And how is power going to be transferred when half the country is going to be burning and everybody's going to be out in the streets causing mayhem? And I don't know, Kyle. What do you think? Thank you so much.
Hey, thanks, Mike. I appreciate the call very, very much. Well, you know, I'm telling you, it sounds like, and I did see that as well, and thank you, Mike. I have similar concerns, because obviously now that would seem to be a direct attack. All together now, everybody, you know exactly what I'm going to say next here. It's all together, it would be an attack on our democracy. I know, I'm not laughing because it's silly. I'm laughing because it's very serious, in as a matter of fact. Because, again, see, everything's fine to go against Trump. If you're going to impose cruel and unusual punishment, for example, that's fine. It's Donald Trump. If you're going to throw somebody's rights out the window, that's fine. It's Donald Trump, or you could be Brett Kavanaugh at the same time. You know, either way. But it's fine to have the two-tiered justice system. It's fine to have the two-track thing of, well, you see, in other words, it wouldn't be an attack on our democracy. They would frame it as they are protecting our democracy. It would be the final showdown between Donald Trump and our democracy. That's it. And you know, and yeah, we're being a little animated about that here, but that's fine, because that's how, in many ways, that we're able to point out the absurdity of things. And I appreciate Mike's call so much, because that does sound nothing if not absurd, right? But it's okay, because they would be able to fashion that. They would be able to execute that. They would be able to do that. And it would be this notion of protecting our democracy from Donald Trump. And Mike said something else, too, I thought that was really, really relevant. And that is the idea that, well, the country would be out there sort of tearing itself apart. That is of great concern. You know, here we are. It's almost the end of February. Almost leap year, right? And things are relatively calm and quiet, comparatively speaking. Everything is okay right now. But as we get closer to November, and certainly after November, after the election in November, we could have a real problem in this country, depending on who wins the election. Or actually, in many ways, no matter who wins the election is really what I want to say. And because I think you're going to find the left is going to try to justify, you know, whatever at that point. And again, all under the guise of, you know, we need to protect our democracy and fight against Donald Trump, who's trying to take it away. There'll never be elections again. There's going to be massive roundups. There's going to be this and that, and on it will go. And none of that is really, really true. But at the same time, they really got nothing else. They got nothing else other than Joe Biden is wise, his age is an asset, and it's all good, because we're standing against the terrible Trump anti-democracy movement or something like that. But, you know, and I hope that I'm wrong to such a great degree. I really do. I don't want to see the country tearing itself apart. I don't want to see there be riots or unrest or fires or cities being set on. We've seen that happen. Yes, we have. And there's no good that can come out of that, right? But so here's what we got to do between then and now. And this is what I think the Democrats absolutely do not want to see happen. And this is why they're working so hard against Donald Trump. This is why you have the $355 million summary judgment, which I do think you can make a good case for, cruel and unusual. Anybody else ever get this? Anybody else prosecuted for this? Anybody else, singled out like this? Where there seems to be a great consensus among business people, it's not politics, but a great consensus among the business people we're hearing from, that this is the standard issue mode of operation, how you dance back and forth with a bank about how much your property is worth. Right? I saw a meme earlier. I think it was the Babylon Bee. And there was this couple, in their little, little story, their little, made up story thing. And that was the couple sued for fraud because they offered their house at $499,000. It ultimately sold for $485,000. And so that's fraud. They overinflated the value of their home. They knowingly did this, and they put it out there for $499. It's ridiculously stupid, isn't it? And we see this happening now with Donald Trump, which means it could happen to anybody. It could happen to you. It could happen to me. We may not be big real estate investors in New York City, but as the big real estate investors in New York City decide that they don't want any part of this, well, that's going to affect the economy. It's going to affect real estate values. It's going to affect so many different aspects of the city and wherever they're going to try to impose this kind of thing. Because it's just the message has become, it's just open season. All this talk that we hear about bipartisanship, the bipartisan bill for the border and this kind of thing, common sense gun control solutions, and all this kind of stuff that you hear from the left that says, hey, we're just trying to work together and do this common sense stuff, and it's all, bipartisan and yada, yada, yada. I don't think we buy that anymore, because it really has simply become this notion of it's time to fully destroy our political enemies. There's really no discussion, and there's only one side. And that, my friends, it is the way that you start to tear a country apart. And it's very, very sad indeed. But yes, not trying to certify the election or threatening that they wouldn't certify the election. Yeah, that's not a good thing. Because again, if the shoe's on the other foot and anybody even suggests it, and Mike was right, but Mike Pence didn't have the power to go and do this kind of stuff on January the 6th. But yet it's going to be fine if it's about barring Donald Trump. Bar him from the ballot. Okay, well, he won the election. Okay, well, we won't certify that either. So we'll just have a showdown. Again, our foes look in on us and they say, these people are discombobulated. Let's act. All right, folks, stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Monday edition continues, everybody. And it just feels like about a day or so ago that we were doing the weekend edition. It's really true. Hey, you know, time does fly, and it flies in between weekend edition of the program and the Monday edition of the program. And you turn around, and it's time to go right back on the air. And it's a great thing, folks. And I really wanted to say this. Because I really do feel this way. This is the best job in the world. I do have you to thank for that. And I appreciate all of the direct messages. I appreciate the great telephone calls. And I appreciate all the great support that you're showing me. It really does mean the world to me. So I just want to make sure that I let you know about that on a regular basis. And, you know, of course, it's time now, this part of the program, we got a great country song because it is Country Music Monday here on the program, folks. And we got a great request this morning from Trucker Ron, or Driver Ron in Denver. And he writes in, and he had two requests today. And I'm pleased to say we're going to play them both. We got two great country songs. So next hour, you got to stay tuned, of course, to hear the other one. But he writes in and he says his first request is a 2017 song. It's by a singer named Thomas Rhett, and it's called 16. And he puts this so well, I just want to tell you what he told me. He says, country songs so often tell stories about women, trucks, drinking, beer, and etc. Well, this song tells a great story of probably what a lot of young men's journeys are through their teenage years and into adulthood. Says, my son turned me on to this song about 6 months ago, saying I needed to listen to how perfectly it fit into his life. He says, and boy, it sure does. He turns 27 in 2 weeks, so it's kind of fitting that he would request this song. He says, well, Driver Ron, I appreciate that so much. And happy birthday, happy early birthday to your son, of course. And so we're happy to send this one out this morning by request from Thomas Rhett. It's called 16. And it's a very touching song. So let's without further ado, let's check it out. Here we go, folks.
Take a left here, boy. Take it slow. Don't get distracted by that radio. I just rolled my eyes and I said, Daddy, I know. I'm 15, I ain't green like some old 10-year-old. Wouldn't give to be 16, wild and free. Cruising up and down Main in my F-150. Roll the windows down, bass too loud from this burn CD. I'll be right where I want to be when I'm 16. Now that I can drive, finally feel alive, but I got this curfew. Sneaking in late, smelling like my girlfriend's perfume. People talking about college and knowledge, and that's alright. But all I'm thinking about is an unsupervised Saturday night. What I wouldn't give to be 18, wild and free. Buzzing off a can of that grizzly wind of me. Looking old enough to pull off this fake ID. I'll be right where I want to be when I'm 18. 21, wild and free. Open up a cold one and drink it legally. Chase a bunch of girls, go see the world, let my wild streak run. I'll be right where I wanna be when I'm 21. Oh, when I'm 21.
All right, that's Thomas Rhett, everybody, by request. That's a great song, by the way, and I really do like it. I don't think I've heard that one before, and but it is really, really a very, very cool song indeed. I can imagine, especially as a dad, hearing these kinds of things expressed just that way, and that's exactly, I think, what sons might say to their parents, especially to their father. And I know I'm probably said some very, very similar things back in the day. So, Driver Ron, much appreciate your request this morning. I think it really gives everybody a great start here on Country Music Monday here on the program. So, once again, thank you so much. All right, folks, we do need to take a look at the weather here real quick, of course, as we often do here in this particular segment of the program, hour number one and hour number two, of course. So let's do that here before we climb up to the top of the hour, and you'll hear your top of the hour news, and then we'll be off and running into hour number two here in just a little bit. So you got a significant winter storm to bring heavy mountain snow, gusty winds, and dangerous travel conditions to much of the West. Already anomalously warm temperatures for the plains and Midwest will get even warmer on Monday and Tuesday with widespread record-tying breaking highs possible. So in other words, they'll tie the records and they'll break the records. in certain places. Increasing shower and thunderstorm chances for Midwest, Great Lakes on Tuesday with the threat for locally heavy rainfall and severe weather. Well, let's take a look right now and see where our participation. How about precipitation? Let's participate in the precipitation here. We've got, of course, up in the Pacific Northwest right now, especially for our listeners. If you happen to be situated on the central coast of Oregon, if that is your vantage point, Richard the Marine, perhaps, looks like you got a lot of rain that's coming right now over the central part of the coast of Oregon. It's going to spread over towards Interstate 5 through Eugene, up towards Portland as well, and also east, heading out east of Portland, over into the Walla Walla area, down towards Baker City, up just south of Spokane, but mostly into central Idaho. You got all kinds of rain. You got rain that's going to be north of Coeur d'Alene right now, but I'll bet you it's approaching that area. We're going to check that next hour as well. But if you're coming down I-90 out of Idaho and you're heading for Missoula, our friends in Missoula, and certainly our friends down south there at Stevensville, Hamilton, you've got all kinds of rain and rain mixed with snow there. Snow that's northeast of Missoula right now. Our friends in Helena, you have some rain all around there. Also our friends in Butte, Montana this hour. So be careful there. We do have snow that's coming down from Canada all through the north, but pretty much the eastern half or so of North Dakota, mostly the northeast half there this morning, so be aware of that. And then we've got some scattered showers. This is going to be down near Charlotte, North Carolina, over towards Boone, Tennessee, and right now just east of Knoxville. Louisville, Kentucky looks like just scattered around there and over towards Lexington. Right now, you got some showers. It looks like that going on right there. Off the California coast, we do have some stuff out there in the Pacific, a lot of rain. That may be making its way into Southern California, but just really as a light rain. But next week, there may be another storm coming through, which could be another issue, of course, for California because of the mudslides and things like that. But right now, this is what we're seeing right there on the radar map. So be careful out there, everybody. We want you to get there in one piece, obviously. And now we're going to start climbing up to the top of the hour here in just a few moments. Now, when we come back from the top of the hour news, we'll talk more about what happened in South Carolina. We'll hear from Donald Trump after he was declared, obviously, the victor. And as Trump might say, it was by a lot. It was definitely by a lot. We'll tell you all about that. And also, Nikki Haley is now losing some major support financially from the Koch network. So we'll discuss that as well. And then also on the program, as we go through hour number two, we'll talk more about some of the other breaking news, especially when it comes to what's happening in the Senate and Congress generally regarding aid for Ukraine. We got Chuckie Schumer out there, and he is hopping mad about the fact that we're not don't have all that settled just yet. But I do have some questions for Senator Schumer, and I will tell you what they are on the other side of the break. Top of the hour news is next, everybody. Monday edition rolls on, and I think we're off to a great start. As always, thanks for being there. 949-822-7959. That's the number. We will see you on the other side of the news. Stay right there.
No.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.